Today on the show, we roll out our first recurring segment that is really going to rely on you, our current state listeners. It's called Neighbors in Action. Starting today and every Wednesday, we'll feature a person or organization that's working to make our community a better place. Now, this is a listener-generated segment, meaning that each week, the person or organization we feature will be nominated by you. All you have to do is send us an email, currentstate@wkar.org, put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, and tell us about the person or organization that you want to nominate. Now, today's Neighbors in Action segment, since we're new and we didn't have any listeners last week, was nominated by our producer, Joe Lindstroth, and he chose the Allen Neighborhood Center. And with me in the studio to tell us about Allen Neighborhood Center is the director, Joan Nelson. Welcome, Joan.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you on board the very first week. Joe told me about the idea for Neighbors in Action, and I immediately agreed, and I said, we got to start it with Joan.
Oh, well, thanks so much. Appreciate the opportunity.
A lot of people know what the Allen Neighborhood Center is about, but for our listeners who don't, tell us what your mission is.
Well, the Allen Neighborhood Center is a hub for neighborhood revitalization and for activities that support the health, the safety, stability, and economic well-being of people living on Lansing's east side.
Okay.
Essentially, we serve the northeast quadrant of the city, and the 48912 zip code. The east side of Lansing is a pleasure to do this kind of work.
It's a unique neighborhood.
It is a unique neighborhood. It is diverse in every way you can imagine. We have income diversity. We have racial and ethnic diversity. We have actually one of the highest concentration of refugees, of people born in other countries in the region. We have cultural and political diversity. I think, though, that what is most significant about the East Side is that across all of those differences in background and culture and politics and whatnot, people come together around neighborhood improvement. We have over 25 organized neighborhood groups on the East Side, neighborhood watches, neighborhood associations, all volunteer-run entities that are led by people who are the folks who put names to the faces of folks see backing out of driveways to go to work in the morning.
Yeah.
And that the reputation of the East Side for inclusivity, for connectivity, is really in large part due to those all volunteer run neighborhood organizations.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, they're all volunteer run, and so they have limited capacity for carrying out very ambitious projects for neighborhood improvement. And so, about 13, 14 years ago, neighborhood organizations around town, supported by some institutional partners, most notably the health department, decided to try to create a network of neighbor-friendly points of access to a wide range of health and housing and food resources. And what came out of those efforts were a set of neighborhood-based, community-based organizations that include Allen Neighborhood Center, Northwest Initiative, South Lansing Community Development Association, Baker DeNora, South Lansing Community Association. So
okay.
These five are more than simply all volunteer driven neighborhood watches. They are 501c3s. They are nonprofits that are capable of receiving and dispersing funds, hiring staff, carrying out essentially the implementation of plans that have been, you know, proposed by organized neighborhood groups for many, many years neighborhood improvement.
Is there a need that rises to the top, kind of chronically
the neighborhood centers are able to be pretty creative in how they address chronic social problems, poverty, compromised nutrition, poor health, and so on. All of the neighborhood centers are located, including Allen, are located in low to middle income neighborhoods where there is significant need. So, for instance, in our health program, we sign people up for the Ingham Health Plan, the coverage option for uninsured people in the
right.
Lansing area. We link people to medical homes. We have a community health worker that works exclusively with people who suffer from two chronic diseases. We have a pretty lively breast health club comprised of about 1,000 women who get information pretty routinely about how to how to support health, high levels of health. Our housing-related programs at this point, our housing-related initiative consists of a partnership with the Ingham County Land Bank and Lansing Community College's Construction Technologies Department, and we are working on the renovation of two tax-foreclosed homes on Kalamazoo Street. These homes serve as an education and demonstration site for Eastside residents interested in renovating their homes to higher levels of energy efficiency.
And LCC is involved in that.
Very
right?
much,
yeah,
very
that's
much.
That's the LCC piece.
And we're probably best known for our set of pretty synergistic food-related programs that address food security issues. You know, for 11 years, we've had a pantry called Bread Basket, serving about 80 to 100 families each week, each Tuesday. But in 2004, we launched the Allen Street Farmers Market. That market over the last 10 years has become this great sprawling seasonal market, May through October, every Wednesday from 2:30 to 7. And these days, we have about 500 to 1,000 people that stroll through on market day. We have our outreach team is out there. We have featured nonprofits. We have music, a food chatter table, a kids table. And since 2005, we have been plastic friendly. We have a bank in our market that accepts EBT, credit, debit and credit cards, Project Fresh, Senior Project Fresh, and so on. We also, in 2008, launched the Hunter Park Garden House, which has now become a little center for all kinds of gardening education for adults, for children. We have great kids programs at the Garden House, after-school programs for now. We have our own community-supported agriculture project, a CSA, year-round. We have the Urban Gardener Certificate course, which teaches neighbors how to grow food in the clay soil and shady lots of the East Side. And
we have a mini university going on over there.
Well, and we also are we're real excited about the newest project. We're building out a 5,600 square foot warehouse immediately behind the neighborhood center that will house the Allen Street Food Hub, and we'll be opening this year. With an incubator commercial kitchen, lots of food storage options, tons of workshops in that kitchen on culinary, basic culinary skills, safe food handling practices, you know, food preparation and preservation. And we'll be doing aggregation and distribution, linking regional farmers, growers, with food service managers, restaurateurs, caterers in Lansing, so as to increase, purchase and preparation and consumption of locally grown produce.
Tell listeners how they can become involved in the work that you do.
They can check out our website.
Volunteer-driven.
Yes. We are utterly volunteer-driven. We are a small staff, and the success of our programs depends utterly on volunteers. We have many opportunities. People should log on to our website, www.allenneighborhoodcenter.org. Or call 367-2468 to talk to Christina Adair, our volunteer coordinator, about all of the volunteer opportunities in the market, in the hub, in the greenhouse, with our senior program, our kids programs, and more. So
that's fantastic.
Lots of ways to get involved.
That's fantastic. Joe Nelson is director of the Allen Neighborhood Center, which serves Lansing's East Side neighborhood. Thanks again for joining
Thanks
us.
Thanks so much, Mark. It's a pleasure.
Neighbors in Action is the name of our new segment here on WKAR's Current State. This is a Wednesday feature. If you would like to nominate someone or an organization to be featured on our Neighbors in Action segment each Wednesday, please send an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.